Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning. Joining me right now is our guest, John Guandolo. Should be on the line. I think he's on the line. Is he there, Tim?
He is.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Tara? It's great to be on again with you.
Absolutely. All right. So in addition to headlining, I'm very excited, our event tomorrow night out in the Jeff Lynch parking lot from 6 to 10, you're going to be the main speaker. You are also a national security expert. You have been an expert on jihad. You're an ex-FBI agent. You have your just very long and fascinating list of qualifications. You want to weigh in on anything going on in the country today?
Well, that is a pretty broad statement, but I think what I would begin with is I think that the situation is much more grave than people seem to be understanding. And I would begin with the fact that these efforts by the larger communist movement in the United States, the Islamic movement in the United States, the jihadis, and people collaborating with them and people financing them is significantly coordinated. And I think that's the part that many Americans, even people paying attention, don't seem to understand, is how well coordinated the efforts are. And the efforts by patriots continues to be disjointed. And so I think that's a place to begin the discussion, is how well coordinated these efforts are. And the evidence is significant when you put it all together. But I think many people are just going through their day, doing their normal routine. And many people seem to believe that something is wrong in America and we're going down a wrong trail, but they don't understand, in my opinion, how dangerous things are right now.
One of the things that I was surprised to learn yesterday that we've had, I knew the number was high, but I didn't know it was this high. One of the Congress members, Wesley Hunt, who's a former West Point grad and served our country, said over 200 terrorists under Joe Biden from the terror watch lists have now made it into the country. It was about five a year under the last that we caught under Trump. Again, it's been 200 so far under Biden. I mean, so there's a party going on here. I mean, the world's, you know, terrorists are just coming here because they can. I want to, when I hear that, and those are just the ones we caught. So I know many more have gotten over the border. They've made it. They're here. Why aren't things blowing up? If so many of them are here. And look, we even learned over the last couple of weeks in congressional testimony that our intel agencies, our Pentagon, estimate that the Afghani Taliban terrorists who are training, who are reconstituting, who will be capable of attacks within the next 6 months in at least the European theater, we expect them to be here within the next year. With all this open border, why aren't things blowing up? Why we haven't heard much from the jihadi terrorists lately? Where are they? Why are they so quiet?
So that's a great question. And the key there is, first of all, the both the communist and jihadi movements. And the reason for people listening, wondering why the focus on those two movements as opposed to some other elements that are hostile, is because at the ground level in places like Columbia, South Carolina, Greenville, Nashville, Charlotte, Miami, New York, LA, Dallas, Wichita, Kansas, Phoenix, Arizona. At the ground level, the leaders and organizations of the communist and Islamic movement work together seamlessly at the ground level. And so where the rubber meets the road in Anywhere USA they're the ones that are behind, along with their collaborators and financiers, the issues that have got Americans very concerned, whether it's the promotion of sexual deviant behavior and communism in elementary schools, or it's the real assault on the right to keep and bear arms, or it's the, you know, the assault on privacy through big tech, whatever it is, whatever the issue, it's the same core group behind it, and these hostile, very organized elements moving. And they primarily do what they do in the nonviolent realm. And violence is used to advance what they're doing when the violence is appropriate.
Well, no, wait, so, hold on. Let me stop you for a minute, because we're definitely seeing what you're seeing, from Antifa. Absolutely. I mean, we saw it this week when they're beginning to show up and intimidate parents at school board meetings. But surprisingly, in state after state, we have seen large numbers of organized Muslim parents at the side of Christians fighting these school boards. I mean, they're in Maryland, huge numbers, marching, chanting, fighting against this pornographic material in school. We've seen it in California. We've seen it in Minnesota. And we've shockingly seen it in Chicagoland. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't look like Muslims are fighting to get porn into our schools where their kids can read it. I mean, can you explain that part? Because that's been a big headline this week.
Yes. So the Islamic community is their goal is to impose Allah's divine law on everyone in the country. And so when you see, for instance, people need to understand that communist groups like Antifa, which is a Soviet era communist group, Chinese communist organizations like Black Lives Matter, which was created out of the largest Chinese communist front group in the United States. Those organizations are, as a matter of fact, working with the leading Islamic groups in the United States. And at the ground level, Democratic Socialists, which is a communist organization, one of the biggest, Communist Party USA, Antifa, BLM, groups like this are all working together with Hamas, Muslim Brotherhood groups in the United States. So when you see them doing something you would think would be contrary to that, you have to ask yourself, what's the play here? And the play there is they are using the public persona for reasons, for specific reasons. And in this case, it's to deepen their relationship in the interfaith through the interfaith movement with Christians and the Jewish communities, which is all a facade. But they are serious about things like pornography and that being publicly taught in schools, because you can guarantee that's not being taught in Islamic schools.
Can you name them? I'm sorry, I have to push back on that, John Guandolo, because I have not seen that. I'm pretty well informed. Can you name a Muslim group pushing pornography in schools right now?
No. I'm saying they're not.
Okay.
I'm saying they're not pushing because that's in violation of Islamic law. And that's why they will side and partner to literally fragment the community, because their ultimate goal is, and you can just look at what is taught to third graders and sixth graders in U.S. Islamic schools, what they teach and the ideology being taught. And by the way, there have been reports done. I mean, former CIA director Jim Woolsey, along with a number of others, published over 10 years ago reports, a series of reports on what's being taught in U.S. Islamic school. And those doctrines are exactly what ISIS and Al-Qaeda teach. But the point is that the ultimate goal is to impose Islamic law. And so in doing so, that includes fighting against things like abortion and fighting against things like pornography in schools. So they'll align themselves so it publicly looks like they're in league with Christians, but they are in fact not. As a matter of fact, the interfaith movement in the United States is the main line of effort for the communists and the jihadis, because it gets them into Jewish sectors and Christian sectors And their whole outcome is not to actually do interfaith. They're not interested in mixing and mingling with Christians and Jews. It's all to subvert the efforts of the Christians, and that's important.
Okay, well, those parents sure look pretty pissed off to me outside the school board. They were very convincing to me across the country last few months. But let's talk about the Second Amendment, because that's what you're here to talk about. What kind of message are we going to get? Because I'm very excited about the event. What kind of message are we going to get about the Second Amendment here in South Carolina, where we have just, I mean, it is sad to watch purple states protect the Second Amendment better than we are.
Yeah, I think it comes down to a couple things, Tara, and that it begins with people's understanding of what is the basis for our law and government in the United States. And when we look at the way our system is laid out, you can read in the Declaration that the law of nature and nature's God is the moral standard for the Constitutional Republic. And if we just look at what forms the largest basis for that is natural law. You know, God's the will of God as he reveals himself in his creation. And it is a natural right for an individual to defend themselves. And it's a right that exists with or without America, with or without a constitution, with or without a declaration. So the right to defend yourself is a right that's inherent in nature. And the from both a legal and governmental standpoint, that has been understood in America since before it was created. And that is that a man, meaning mankind, men and women, have the right to defend themselves and therefore bear the tools to do so. And it's as simple as that. And so when the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment specifically, was authored, it was not creating a right. It was simply restating a right that's inherent in nature. And even the Supreme Court on numerous occasions has reiterated that. So it's not something that's up for debate and somebody can be proved wrong on this. That's the point, is that even before there was an America, that we have understood that humans, all humans, not just people in America, people in China, people in Pakistan, all have the right to keep and bear arms, but their governments are restricting those rights because they're tyrannies. And so that's what the discussion is about Saturday at the at Jeff Lynch.
Absolutely. And what we hope will be the largest event to protect our Second Amendment rights. Again, Jeff Lynch parking lot, 6 to 10. Come on out, meet me. I'll be there from 6 to 8. It's a free, family-friendly event presented by United Patriots Alliance, unitedpatriotsalliance.com. And we're going to have barbecue, classic rock band, Concealed Damage, and, of course, John Guandolo speaking. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. Thanks, John, for joining us.
Terraists wanted. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on
News Talk 98.9
WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.